Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This college football conference championship edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is DFS simplified, simply picking your favorite player over and under. Head over to prizepicks.com and use promo code SGP for a 100% instant deposit match. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free to play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head to head matchups. Download the app today or just head to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at sobet.io/SGPN. That's SOBET.io/SGPN. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
This is Brian Bosworth, a.k.a. The Boz, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother. Peace out. Boz out.
Fucking shine box.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dog.
1-0 since the firing of Jason Garrett. 1-0. Versus UVA since the firing of Justin Fuente.
Coincidence?
I think not. Let's fucking go.
All right, let's go. Indeed, conference championship week. We are in beautiful Secaucus, New Jersey, broadcasting from a Marriott that has a sweet outback at the bottom of the restaurant.
A shout out to Matt Peralt, host of another gambling podcast out there. Sean, I know you don't like the free plugs.
Yeah, come on.
Said Northern New Jersey, not the most beautiful part of the country. Saw that on Twitter today. Definitely agree. Being from here, I'm a Jersey legend myself. Yes. I'm going to say that I can proudly
you
say that.
And Joe Theismann in the Jersey Hall of Fame,
not known for being beautiful.
Joining us remotely in the SGPN studios, Colby Dan, aka the Dantabase. What's happening? What's happening, Colby?
Isn't this just great? Like Lincoln Riley goes to USC, right? What a great look. First off, you already have Texas 5-7. Probably should have been 4-8. And then you have Oklahoma. Both don't make the Big 12 championship.
They're too good for the Big 12, but can't even make the championship.
Yeah, they can't even get to the championship. And now Lincoln Riley is gone. And I think that the Sooners might be in some for some tough days coming forward if they don't make the right hire here. I mean, I saw they were looking at Cliff Kingsbury, and I get it. He's doing all right with the Cardinals, but I would be a skeptic of that hire. So this is it's a great time to be alive. I mean, we got Harbaugh beating Ohio State. Isn't that great?
Yeah, I mean, I did lack up Ohio State, but other than that, it was sweet to see Ohio State lose. And Lincoln Riley, his deal, this is the latest we've heard, $110 million. And USC is buying both his homes in Norman for $500,000 over the asking price. So essentially another $1 million bonus. Now they're buying him a $6 million home in LA and unlimited use of the private jet. 24/7 for the family.
I hate to break it to Lincoln, but in LA, for someone to come in 500K over asking in the neighborhood he's living in is not abnormal. So I think the USC might have pulled.
Well, these are his homes in Oklahoma.
I know. I'm just saying USC might have pulled a fast one over on him because they're like, really? This is a bonus to you? Okay, cool. We'll totally do that.
There's so many great levels to this. There's the fact that he technically didn't lie because everyone was reporting that he was going to LSU. And he's like, I'm not going to LSU. So everyone thinking he's staying, but then all these Oklahoma fans screaming betrayal and you know, going out and you know, messing up his statue and saying traitor. What you guys are, you guys just did the same to your whole conference. All right. Behind their back.
Oh, right? It's totally different. Colby, come on.
For over a year you were doing this. So this is perfect. This is the, you know, I'm loving what's going on. It's hilarious to see. And I actually think, USC, I think I read something like they're giving them like unlimited money. USC is going to be back on the map. And Chip Kelly's getting UCLA going. Look, I think this is great for the future of the sport.
Yeah. I mean, they're saying that's essentially the next level of this, like how they pay these dudes is they USC essentially offering him a blank check to build the program that he sees fit. And, yeah, I mean, maybe also like a little bit more low key. Dude's not trying to kill you and call you a traitor when you're leaving the school. Like it's Southern California. The stakes are high, but the stakes are lower. Well, you're also moving to Southern California. Massive upgrade. Like who is sitting here being like Lincoln Riley, you're an asshole. No one.
Yeah.
Everyone, if given the opportunity to take a better job, higher paying job with essentially your ability to build what you want to, and it happens to be in Southern California, and you're gonna play in a Power Five conference that you can win every single year. I mean, come on.
He's doing sports for a living in Southern California.
It may seem like he's running scared, but he's doing the exact same thing that everyone else would do. And to Colby's point that he's constantly saying off mic in the office, now guess what? What the fuck? Guess what?
Ryan's getting a personal call on the show.
Seriously, I'm getting some sort of phone call here. Let me turn this off. I've never even heard that. He's going to keep all that West Coast talent.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the best quarterbacks in college football. They're all from Southern California. You look at more than that, all these great players out here in LA and in Southern California, whether it's San Diego, all the way up to LA, a lot of them are going to, you know, Alabama or Clemson or Florida or Georgia. He's going to put a fence up, and I think it's going to help. I think it's going to help the Pac-12, even the opposing teams. I think, look, if you're a Colorado fan like myself, you're like, damn it, you know, Lincoln Riley's a good coach. It's going to be tough to beat him. But at the same time, you know, getting marquee games where you'll have a chance to shine is going to boost your own recruiting. So I think that's it's just a win-win. And I've been saying this for a while. If someone can come into LA and put a fence up, there's a reason so much talent is here. So if you can just get them to stay, which I think
because athletes retire here because it's nice. Like that's why the kids are good here, because you get the sons of these athletes, you get the gene pool like filter, right? The best of the best being brought up in Southern California because the people that can afford it come out here. I mean, that's the basic. And the last thing I'll say, because I didn't get to it, you can easily argue the ceiling is also higher at USC, both from earning potential out of you have TV networks out here, you have all of that other shit. I enjoy reading people try to say why this is a bad decision.
No, it is a higher ceiling. USC has the most draft picks of any school in the country. It is a better job. It's when it comes to college football, you know, and you're in this city. And you add on the NIL, it's just a much better job, man. And by the way, I hate to shift because I know, but tell me you saw Coach O leave with that blonde on that after that press conference. Oh man,
it's Coach O. What did we expect? Yes.
Where
is he coaching?
He's one of those guys who will get penetration.
One of the few times I wrote down questions for Colby. My first question. Colby, where is Coach O coaching next year?
Yes.
He keeps claiming he's just going to sit you know, at his house and just enjoy life, but I still think, look, Billy Napier just took the Florida job. Skip Holtz got fired, which is ridiculous. His first losing season in like 8 years. And those two jobs are open. Someone in Louisiana, hire him, bring him home. You know,
it does seem like a nice fit, although he's getting paid. Like he could just be the guy that's like, you know, what's the point of this buyout money if I'm not going to go hold that tiger?
If there's anyone that could lose the eye of the tiger after holding the tiger, it would be Coach O. I could see him just totally being happy on one of those giant fan boats. I mean, again, one of his favorite foods is chicken on a stick. I think he'll be fine just relaxing for a while. All right. So much good college football action. Bunch of great games last week. Bunch of good games coming up. All of us, of course, above 50%, giving you out some winners. And you know what you do with those winners? You head over to WinBet, where they're all about winners, WynNBET.com, or just download that Win Betting app. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. It doesn't get any easier. Live in-game wagering, get that sweet parlay boost. There's a little icing on the DGens only cake. Again, head over to WynNBET.com and start winning today. All right, let's get to it. Crack open the Colby six pack.
Before we do that, can I ask one more question?
Lay it on him.
Selfishly. Now that Billy Napier is gone, Colby, who's my Hokies next coach? Because the guy who coached them to a victory over those silly Wahoos, who, by the way, one loss in the past 19 years.
Well, look, Billy Napier took the Florida job. I think that could be a blessing in disguise. I'm not going to say Napier is going to be a terrible hire.
Who do I want now?
I think you want Jamie Chadwell. Mm-hmm. I think he's a better coach than Napier based off what I've seen. And I mean, I know they're tossing around Charles Huff of Marshall because he's a Saban disciple, but I'm not ready to go there yet. Marshall, out the gate looked all right, but they returned a ton of talent and down the stretch they kind of faded. So I still don't know how great that hire is. I've seen them mention Matt Campbell. I don't know that. I think that's kind of, you're going to hate me saying this, but I think that's kind of a lateral move.
You know why it's not a lateral move? Because it gets you into a conference that's going to exist in 2 years.
Oh,
that's true.
I mean
that angle, but
you look at it from that angle every day, and you look at it from the fact that, like, no matter how conference realignment sorts out, the ACC is too powerful to be left out ever. So that would be the reason it's a positive move. Plus, it also puts you into a situation where you're recruiting. He recruited pretty well at a national level, and you put him now in a situation where he is going to be in a state that is a pretty fruitful place. Yeah, I mean, why not? He's a fun. He would be a dude I'd be excited about.
But he turned down $69 million from the Detroit Lions. He turned down the who was the other? I think it was Baylor offered him some money. He has already said no to a lot of money, so I don't know that he would take it. Another thing is he just brought in his best recruiting class ever to Iowa State.
Yeah. James Franklin did that and he ended up staying. So
yeah. So it'll be interesting to watch. Right. So I don't know though. I don't know who they turn to. I would say Chadwell would be the first lead. He's from Tennessee.
Like it.
So it makes sense.
Knows the area. All right, Sean, you can tune back in.
All right. I'm back. So I was just thinking about getting a sweet blooming onion. Kind of hungry, Ryan, long flight. Conference USA championship game, UTSA versus Western Kentucky. UTSA, of course, lost their perfect season to North Texas. I think this is, for me, this is Western Kentucky all day. They are a 1-point favorite, -120 on the money line over at WynnBET. A total of whopping 72.5. I just think when you have a perfect season and then it gets blown to North Texas, who of course I had catching the 10.5, won outright. I didn't think the Mean Green could pull that off. But you know, I'm always going to be supporting my fellow Mean Greens out there. I'm all over Western Kentucky here. This feels like a great spot for them. Colby, you making a case for UTSA?
No. I mean, I know it's in the Alamo Dome, that filthy stadium, yes. But so that place might get loud. And look, they beat Western Kentucky in Bowling Green, Kentucky earlier in the year. That was a shootout. I think it's hard to beat a team twice, even if you're in your own home stadium. And Western Kentucky's offense, top five in the nation. This kid Bailey Zapp. I don't know if you've seen this kid throw the rock. He lit up the FCS. for 35 touchdowns back in 2019 last year in just a short season. I think they only played four games, 15 touchdowns, one interception. This year, guys, 52 touchdowns, nine interceptions. He transferred to Western Kentucky, and then his offensive coordinator did, a couple of his receivers did, basically their whole team did. I think he's going to be a little too much, and he's coming back to Texas where he just was at Houston Baptist. Give me the Hilltoppers to get it done.
Yeah. And again, I like the Hilltoppers, but it's also just more of a UTSA fade right here for me. Kramer, what about you?
Are we at all concerned that all of the money is coming in on Western Kentucky, that everyone understands this narrative, that everyone just saw this UTSA defense get taken advantage of and think that Western Kentucky can do the same? And this is a UTSA team that can recover from that dream crushing loss of going undefeated by winning their conference at home, Sean, at home. Are you, you're going to give me
it's technically a neutral field, but yes.
No,
you're right. It is. Yeah. Sorry. It is at San Antonio.
Yeah. So I'm going to take
the home dog.
I'm going to fade.
I like that.
I'm going to fade the public narrative. And what better way to recover from a loss than to take that? I'm sure the goal when they started the season was not go undefeated. It was to win Conference USA so they can still achieve their goals. Sean, we can all achieve our dreams. By the way, I like how you're working in this joke of going to Outback as a real thing after the show.
Well, we will be hitting up Outback at least once.
What are you talking about? No, come on.
It's delicious.
Didn't we sent a gift card to Outback?
Yeah. Where's find that Outback gift card, Colby.
send it out here immediately. Sean is going to be eating at Outback by himself at some point. Yeah.
I wonder if they do breakfast there.
You ever been hammered at an Outback steakhouse?
No, I mean, that's what Denny's for.
Denny's ultimate hammered diner. Pac-12 championship. This is on a neutral field in Las Vegas, Nevada, Oregon. 3-point dogs against the Utes. Oregon plus 125 on the money line. Total sitting at 60. Man, I like Utah. I feel like Utah's been good to me, and I've won a decent chunk of change betting on Utah this season. However, they're just a different team outside of Utah, and I think Oregon a little bit of momentum coming into this game. I like
the revenge spot.
Yes, the revenge spot is the other angle. They Utah embarrassed them in Utah, and now they have a chance to play them in Vegas as a 3-point dog. Love the quack. Love the
quack.
Love the ducks quack. Here. Quack quack quack
quack.
Colby, you quacking?
I'm quacking, man. Look, Utah struggles with the exception of that Stanford quack, game. They struggle quack, on the road. Quack. This year and most years, really. And look, the fact they just played 3 weeks ago, like I said, motivational factor all in Oregon's favor. I just think the Ducks are actually on a neutral site, probably just getting Utah out of Salt Lake City. They're the better team, I think, that Oregon wins.
Yeah, on a neutral field, I just don't see the 3-point spread. I guess people are handicapping this, thinking that Utah dominated, but again, they're just such a different team in Utah.
I keyed in on this though when 2 weeks ago when they played in Salt Lake City. The only way we lose this is the fact that Kyle Whittingham out coaches Mario Cristobal. We saw it with 10 seconds left before the half. Oregon thought they were going to run it out. Whittingham burns his last time out and says, "No, I'm going to make you punt to us. We have the best punt returner in the Pac-12 and one of the best in the nation." And guess what? He took it back 85 yards. That was 100% a coaching mistake by Cristobal. He should have kicked the ball out of bounds or handled your clock better down the stretch. And that scares me still in this game, but I still think Oregon, the better team. Give me the Ducks.
Yeah. We gave you this handicap a couple weeks back when they played the first time. We said that Utah was going to win that game and then Oregon was going to win in the championship. That's what's going to happen. You mentioned Utah away from home, 0-4 against the spread, their last four neutral site games. So and just this is obviously a fade the public narrative. Everyone saw the game recently. They're going to be like, "What?
Yeah,
I only have to lay 3 points." So what do we see? The early bet signals Utah getting 65% to 70% of the love tickets.
It. Do you think
Oregon is getting 70% of the money?
Well, yeah, sharp guys like us. Big,
you know what does that?
Do you think Oregon gets to do a 3.5?
No, well, based on that money split, no.
All right. Kent State Northern Illinois MAC championship in Detroit, Michigan. Colby's probably torn because he probably likes the idea of football being played in Detroit, but in a dome, how dare they? Kent State laying 3 against Northern Illinois here. -140 on the money line for Kent State. Northern Illinois Huskies +120, total sitting at 72.5. First off, Northern Illinois, how many Huskies are there in college sports? I feel like one every conference has a team called the Huskies. It's kind of insane. The big stat for me, turnover differential, Northern Illinois -8, Kent State +13. I'm going to ride with the team laying 3 with the massive turnover differential. Kent get -3. Colby, how say you?
I think the common theme, by the way, yes, these are all filthy games in all these domes. Shame on you, college football, with the exception of you know, the ACC. A lot of these neutral site games and domes. Did you guys see how awesome the Big Ten was last week with Michigan and Michigan State playing home games in the snow against
Ohio? I walked in on Colby and Patty C watching snow football on God's Eye, and it was
erotic.
You swore they were watching Wank Zone on the adult channel. On God's Eye, because it was like, oh man,
if you're
can't be so aroused at a workplace, gentlemen. Like
who loses here? If you're the MAC championship, move it away from Detroit, right? Yeah. Like then the fans don't have to go to Detroit. Pick any one of the outdoor NFL stadiums in MAC country.
That's the frustrating part. Is they live in the mecca of the Soldier Field, Lambeau Field, Arrowhead Stadium. Even the Cleveland Browns or Heinz, sign me up for any of those stadiums.
Cincy, even. You
know. Yes, it's ridiculous, but
sorry, but
yeah, I'm playing the revenge factor. I did it with Western Kentucky. I did it with Oregon. Kent State, Northern Illinois was a wild, wild game. Like a month ago, and the Huskies sat their starters because they had clinched last week, so they've had 2 weeks of rest. I'm going to take Northern Illinois plus the 3 points, but I don't feel great about this game because this is going to be a wild game. I mean, the first one was like
72 and a half. It's crazy.
99 points in the first matchup. So first question, why aren't we just taking the over? Second thing, with a total this high and a spread this close, just take the dog and take the money line. Both of these defenses rank in the bottom 25 in scoring, bottom 25 in yards. And I mean, not much else to add. I think this to me, again, high variant. This is probably a game you live bet, right? Lots of scoring.
Oh,
back and forth. Take what's the spread we're picking at? 3?
Plus, 3 or plus 120. I mean,
give me the Huskies, Sean. 5 in the Division I ranks. 5 Huskies.
Not enough Huskies. Oh man, Prize Picks, they're back. Love me some Prize Picks. We're taping this before Monday Night Football. You know I got a Prize Picks lineup going. So many ways to win with Prize Picks. Very easy. Just pick over under on some of your favorite players. 3 team entry, go 3-0, turn 20 into $100. They got college football, college basketball, NBA. It's DFS simplified, no salary caps. Very easy to use, even easier to win. Head over to prizepicks.com and use that promo code SGP. Get 100% deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com, promo code SGP. Also brought to you by Prop Swap. Oh man, perfect time to be buying and selling real sports bets over at propswap.com. NFL MVP race. I can't stress this enough. So much opportunity in the marketplace, and Prop Swap's awesome. You got a bunch of future bets. Maybe you have some college football conference future winners you want to hedge out, or you want to get in on the action. Propswap.com, promo code SGP. They will double up your first deposit up to $500. That, of course, is propswap.com, promo code SGP. The aforementioned Big 12 championship game. Coming to you, we got Baylor, Oklahoma State in Arlington, Texas. Oklahoma State -5, -190 on the money line. Baylor +170, total sitting at 47. Colby, I'll let you go first here. Does Oklahoma State carry that momentum off that nice win over Oklahoma, or is it a almost a letdown spot, oddly, for them, even though it is the Big 12 championship game.
I think it's much like Michigan, where it's like you have obviously you got to be concerned about the letdown spot.
Yeah,
because these two teams haven't beaten their arch rivals in a very long time.
I mean, they beat Lincoln Riley his last game as an Oklahoma head coach. They send him running to the Pac-12. I mean, Oklahoma State, isn't that like the highlight of their season? I know they want to win the Big 12 championship, but 5 points. I think I'm going Baylor here. Maybe I'm crazy because I faded Oklahoma State last week. I thought that was just a tough spot for them. I've been on them earlier in the season, but I'm going to take Baylor plus 5. Sorry to cut you off, Colby. Where are you at?
No, I mean, look, I think Oklahoma State, though, they win this, they're in the college football playoff. And if they're not, something's ridiculous. But I think that's the motivation. Is here you see Oklahoma might be in a, not only are they joining the SEC in just about a year and a half, they got to find a head coach, because I think it's going to be hard to recruit once you get in there. I mean, yes, you're Oklahoma, you should be able to recruit at a decent level, but it's just the changing of the sport. Oklahoma State needs to strike while the iron's hot. If you get to the college football playoff, you could really be stealing some decent Texas and Oklahoma talent from the Sooners. Potentially, this is a huge moment in the history of their football program. So I am going to take Oklahoma State. They shut out Baylor in the first half, and the last time they played, they won by 10. But that was in Stillwater. This is in Texas. But I still think this Oklahoma State defense is really good. I was really impressed with their performance against Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Thought they were the better team. Thought they deserved to win that game. And last time Jerry Bohannon, the Baylor quarterback, who was dinged up last week, by the way, so I don't even know how healthy he is. He was under 50% throwing the ball, only 178 yards passing. I think that's the real problem here. I think Oklahoma State knows this is their moment. Give me the Cowboys minus the points in Jerry's world.
Big cracks in the armor, and the Big 12, you know, getting the state to themselves in the Big 12, all of that, huge, huge stakes for Gundy. And he's got to see it. I mean, God, do we have reports? His wife's going to need a wheelchair for like 2 weeks after he ended Lincoln Riley's career at Oklahoma.
I know, that's what I
imagine. I can put myself in Gundy's shoes, right? I'm a man, and this punk ass little kid running his high school air raid offense, no offense, Colby, coming in here, dominating your state. And then you finally raise up, your team rises up, the crowd, the scene. Like, if you watch that game and you're playing football, high school football in Oklahoma, you don't want to be a part of that. Looks like a fucking hockey arena. That was just an awesome scene. And I think Gundy sees what's at stake here. And the last thing, I don't think you brought it up, but Aranda, is he talking to his agent about a job? Like, is there something going on behind the scenes with LSU? Is there something else going on? He's not 100% focused on football at Baylor. And I'll tell you what, Gundy is, he's fucking focused at football at Oklahoma State, making the playoff, because as Colby said, if they win, they are in, they roll. I love Oklahoma State in this spot.
All right. Yeah. No.
Lock,
I mean,
potential.
It could
Big 12 specialist over here, Sean.
It could go either way. Maybe I'm getting cute, thinking now Baylor will get the cover there.
But and by the way, we didn't even bring it up. But what is Bob Stoops just hanging out? Like, hey, I'll coach guys.
Yeah. Wait. How did that work? Was he on the staff? What was he doing?
No. Just cut me a check, guys. I'll coach.
Looking for old Bob Stoops, huh? I knew this day would come. Yeah, he's the replacement coach there. That was pretty funny. Oh, and Ryan, you forgot to mention, didn't you claim you read somewhere that that Lincoln Riley's dogs are now named Boomer and Sooner?
That's the other thing I wanted to ask Colby. Is this true? Are his dogs named Boomer and Sooner?
Well, now I got a feeling they're going to be fight on, right?
Again, shout out
that's a pretty shitty name for a dog. Fight on, come here, on.
Could very well be a joke.
You could just put those dogs down.
It's a good joke either way. So, I mean, I don't want to mention.
I don't want to get Colby all fired up.
I don't want to mention the host because it's of another college football podcast that infuriates that Colby from hates. Time okay. to time.
Yeah, yeah, we won't
bring it up.
Mountain West Championship in beautiful Dignity Health Sports Park Arena Complex Center facility in Carson, California.
Home game for San Diego State. It is.
Utah State, San Diego State. San Diego State laying 5.5, -225 on the money line. Utah State +190 coming the other way. Utah State's offense maybe a little bit better, but man, I just love San Diego State at home. Their defense. We haven't really talked about San Diego State and the defense that this team has been putting up so far this season. Seventh in the nation in points per game, and that's not normally their game. They're also top 10 in opponents yards per game, points per play, yards per play, all those high level defensive analytics. Come on, I'm riding with our gals. San Diego State -5.5. Colby, where you at?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know who has the 86th worst run defense in the country? It's the Utah State Aggies, and San Diego State's got a stout, like just a slew of running backs that are pretty damn good. So I'm gonna take the Aztecs here. But guys, they're about to be 12-1.
I know, it's insane.
No chance of the playoffs. This is disgusting. Not only do they have a if they win this and go 12-1, they beat Utah, who's playing in the Pac-12 championship. This team deserves a shot at a championship, and we don't have a playoff. And, you know, it's a damn shame because they deserve a shot.
Well, this is a great time to talk about it. But when you release your 12 or 16 team playoff or whatever you want to make it, you can talk through it on the college experience, the college football experience. Because I would imagine in a perfect world, automatic bid for the conference win. This was our first.
We should, you know what we should do? We should put out a press release that we've created our own college football playoff and invite all 16 teams. Invite them to play. If Georgia or Alabama, if they consider themselves, if you're a dog, you show up to the SGPN Invitational. And if they don't accept, we go down to the next team. Now, maybe we end up with the bottom 16 teams, but I guarantee, what do you think it costs to rent Dignity Health Sports Park Arena Complex?
I mean, we can figure
$500 bucks. Come on. Colby, no sandwiches for a month. We're renting out a complex.
Let's take our gals.
Look, guys, I'm just an asshole. I'm rooting for all these one loss. So I'm essentially, maybe I should change my pick and pick UTSA. Because what happens if Bama beats Georgia, right? Bama beats Georgia. Michigan beats Iowa.
Oh God.
Baylor beats. OK State beats Baylor. San Diego State wins. Lafayette wins against App State. Cincinnati wins against Houston. You would have like 10 one loss teams. Then I don't know how you figure that out. You obviously they'll just go with the power names, and then Notre Dame also with one loss. So pretty hilarious situation we could have pending.
And are we going to break down their conference championship game?
Which one?
No, I was just making a joke that Notre Dame doesn't have a conference championship.
Yeah, I missed that. Yeah. Those fools that trying cowards to argue that their schedule.
I thought as a purist, you'd appreciate that.
Cowards.
One.
I mean, the ACC has welcomed them in during COVID 2020. Yeah. And now they're going to sit up. You know, it's probably going to hurt them.
Good. Here's the thing. Rudy would pick a conference. I don't get it. Notre Dame. It doesn't make sense, especially now with all of the Big TV 10. Money that you can have your own TV deal. I mean, look at didn't Texas have its own TV deal, and they were still in the Big 12? Like it doesn't make sense not to be in a conference.
What is the benefit of the SEC, ACC, like the major conferences when they figure out the separation of college football? Why include Notre Dame at that point?
But, yeah. And Notre Dame doesn't even have the balls to call BYU, who's ranked like number 10 in the country, and say, "Hey, let's do this on the final week of the season." Come on, figure this out.
All right.
If you're independent, you should have to play all the other independents. That should be one of the rules of being independent. You have to play all, like your conference is the independents conference.
College football is a similar issue with boxing. All right. Sun Belt Championship. Lafayette, Louisiana. Louisiana Lafayette is squaring off against App State. My boy Chad Bryce, App State laying 3 -140. Lafayette +120. We went against App State last week. They were laying 24.5. We took Georgia Southern.
Catching, never a doubt.
They covered. Never a doubt. Covered by that hook. Dude, that filthy game hook
was scary. It was 7-0 mid third quarter, and I think I'm cruising to a cover. Man, App State down the ball in field goal range. So we were very fortunate to win that one, but Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I my take is I like App State. I like Chad Bryce. I like the kind of team they run. I don't know.
Chase,
I don't
Chase Bryce. Chase Bryce.
Why do I keep calling him Chad Bryce?
Because you don't believe Chase.
You think every white quarterback's named Chad?
Well, Chad's a nickname, isn't it? Am I crazy?
No.
All right. So Chase Bryce,
but to think
called him Chad five times
on the
either way, I'm sticking with Chase Bryce. Give me App State laying three.
Colby, imagine if we're sitting back to preview season, and you heard me say that on championship weekend we're going to be talking about how Chase Bryce is the better quarterback.
Yeah, you guys were so hard anti Chase Bryce. He's the worst quarterback.
He was horrible at Duke. He was horrible at Duke.
He figured it out in App State just to change the scenery.
Are we at all?
Also, that's a pretty funny transfer going from Duke to Appalachian State. Like, what do you? I mean, are you still pretending you're
like trading places?
You're a student athlete at that point. I prefer the. Prefer the education at Appalachian State.
Oh,
he had fired. David Cutcliffe as his coach. So clearly, I mean, who knows how average Eli Manning would have been without David Cutcliffe.
He does look kind of like a lost Manning.
The Mannings brother. Made Cutcliffe great, not the other way around.
Wow. Colby. That is, man.
Are we at all worried?
No, we are worried about Napier, right? Is that what you're going to say?
I have 2 points. Napier, he's focused, right? He's focused on winning this championship, but he's also making recruiting calls in the morning and at night, quote unquote.
Here.
So he's
not focused.
And then also App State is coming off a game against a triple option team, which is sometimes concerning. I don't know. Kind of hard to take. I think you have to go App State for the reason that Napier and the staff might not be fully focused.
I mean, well, the line smells. They played in Lafayette like in October, revenge and Lafayette spot, destroyed them.
41-13.
Yeah. So the line completely smells. They know something I don't know. Give me App State -3.
They know that one team's like not preparing because the coach is off recruiting, like trying to keep his players at Florida.
Oh yeah, Better Fantasy. Oh man, if you haven't synced up your fantasy league with Better Fantasy, I don't know what you're waiting for. They've added a nice little bonus to get you incentivized to do that, and it is if you can get everyone in your league to sync the league to Better Fantasy. Again, it takes like 2 seconds. Sync your league, then your league gets a $150 gift card to Trophy Smack. Finally get that fantasy football trophy if you're too cheap to actually buy a fantasy football trophy. That was my problem. I always, why am I going to pay $150 for a trophy when I can just put it on a 16 parlay? Trophy Smack, you get that sweet gift card, and Better Fantasy is fun, man. You get the point spreads, prop bets for your fantasy football league. It's all completely free to play, very easy to set up. Once you see the betting spreads for your fantasy football matchups, you're going to love it. Just go to betterfantasy.com/SGPN, BETTOR fantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by SoBet, the social betting revolution. That's right. Just going mano y mano. My bet is better than your bet. SoBet helps you settle the age old battle in sports gambling. Two guys going head to head. You can come up with the craziest bets you can imagine, completely free to play. Challenge your friends, dominate your buddies, talk a ton of trash. It's the social betting revolution is here to get started. Very easy. All you got to do is go to sobet.io. That's SOBET.io/SGPN. SOBET.io/SGPN. SEC championship game in Atlanta, Georgia. The Georgia Dogs laying 6.5 against Alabama. Alabama 6.5 point underdog here, +220 on the money line for Nick Saban's team.
This line stinks.
What stinks about it, Ryan?
Why are they begging me to take Georgia?
Yeah, I don't know.
I know it opened 4, got steamed up.
I'm not going to overthink it. I'm going to take Georgia, but certainly Alabama as a dog, historically, you don't get those kind of opportunities to have Nick Saban and the points. Obviously, they're going to get up for this game and they're going to throw the kitchen sink at him. I just think Georgia's defense is legitimately one of the better defenses we've seen in a long time. 6.5 spread scares me a little bit. Colby, I did see you making fun of Nick Saban saying that Georgia is their toughest game so far this season, pointing out, are you sure it wasn't Mercer or New Mexico State? Alabama, I mean, they struggle with Auburn's defense, and now you have this Georgia defense. Maybe it's too simple of a handicap. You know, Alabama, they're coming off a 4 overtime game as well. Like, Georgia is well rested. They're firing on all cylinders. I know I'm not going to be shocked when Alabama makes this a game, but man, Georgia by 6.5. Let's go. Colby, how say you?
Look, I mean, I get it. Georgia's looked so dominant all year. I was thinking while you were talking, and I was like, well, I don't remember them trailing much. I think Missouri might have got out to like a 7-0 lead.
They barely even sweat it.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. And I worry, we, much like Ohio State, who hadn't trailed all year with the exception to Oregon and to Michigan, and they couldn't come back in those games. If Bama gets an early lead and they force Stetson Bennett to throw the ball, I still say, and I'm giving credit to Stetson Bennett, I do think he's improved from a year ago. But even in that Florida game, and then I want to say the game right after the Florida game, there were throws where I sit there and I go, man, if that's a good team, that's an interception. That's an interception if that's a good team. And I still think they're in a situation. First off, who's the best offense Georgia has faced? I think the only one that charts in the top 25, I don't even think they have one charting. No, there's not one team Georgia has faced. Or Tennessee. Tennessee is at number 20. They shut down Tennessee. That was impressive. Yes. But Alabama's the number 7 offense in the country.
Who was held scoreless for long periods of time against Auburn, right?
Those games are always wild though, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Those games are always complete chaos. I get it. I actually think Auburn might give them more of a challenge than Georgia. I mean, not that I'm expecting a blowout here, but you know what? Until it's like the Buffalo Bills, the Georgia Bulldogs are kind of like the Buffalo Bills back in the, you know, late 80s, early 90s. Until I see it, I'm not taking them. Give me Alabama, and you're going to give me 6.5 points. They haven't beaten Alabama in like 14 years. Give me the Crimson Tide.
I'm sticking with my Georgia pick, but certainly that angle of, you know, the fact that Nick Saban can walk into the Alabama locker room and be like, they think you're 6.5 point dogs to some other college football players. But maybe there was a motivation factor where it's like, you know, it's tough for them to keep getting up for these games where they're 20 point favorites every game. But I don't know. The matchups just tell me Georgia is just such a better team. And my gut is slightly worried about Alabama showing up here, but give me Georgia.
Kramer. I think the real thing to worry about if you're, you know, a Georgia fan is, you know, what can Nick Saban dial up defensively on Stetson Bennett? I really think that's the thing. If it doesn't happen this weekend, we'll see it in the college football playoff if they play Michigan or Cincinnati, but I get it. Georgia's defense is absolutely fantastic. They're probably going to Alabama struggles to run the ball. Their offensive line has been somewhat of a question mark, but Alabama also has the 7th best defense in the country. So I think Alabama is going to put a lot of pressure and make Stetson Bennett beat you. And unfortunately, check this out, all year, no one's beaten. No, they've never been in a situation where they've had to have Stetson Bennett win them the game. And you go back and look, they played Clemson, who was the number 9 defense. Clemson held them without an offensive touchdown. I wonder if that happens again.
You could counter that pretty easily by saying, name a defense that Bryce Young has faced that's like Georgia.
100%. But I'm just saying, like, to me, Bryce Young is an NFL quarterback, right? Like, we watch Stetson Bennett, and you sit there and go, you know, like this is a guy that probably, if Georgia had their wish, they would have a different quarterback.
Kramer, break the tie. What are you doing?
I wonder. I mean, if early season Stetson Bennett, maybe, but don't you feel like he's playing with a little bit more?
He has looked better.
Swagger of late, and you know, I know it's fair to say, like, hey, what's going to happen when Stetson Bennett has to do something? But the reality of the situation is that Stetson Bennett has done his job, and the defense has done their job, and they haven't been in that situation. So sure, it's scary to think about what happens if. I think the key matchup here that just, you know, you can't motivate your way out of is Nick Saban's offensive line is not going to be able to deal with Georgia's defensive line. And that, like, right there, that's a problem. And I don't know if it's going to matter what happens with Stetson Bennett. And you know what? This season, I'll bet on Stetson Bennett. So I'm going to lay the points here.
Stetson Bennett has not played a top 20 defense all year. When they played Clemson, it was JT Daniels for the injury. He has not played a top 20 defense the entire year.
Ryan, I just looked. The Sea Caucus Outback has blooming. It's a blooming onion, but with fried shrimp.
This joke's hilarious. I mean, Bama scored 20 points against LSU and 24 points against Auburn. It took overtime to get. I think the problem here is that I hear your angle, but I don't think it matters because I think this Georgia. It's going to be so hard for Bama to score in this game, and all Stetson needs to do is get 10 to 14 points in the first half, 10 to 14 points in the second half, and they win the game something like 28-7.
Wow. Okay. I'll bet you on that.
Which part? The under or the spread?
You're going to give me 21 points?
Oh, well, come on. That's not a good adjusted line.
You sound like the guy at the sports book that we all hate.
Houston, Cincinnati in Cincinnati, Ohio for the AAC championship. Bearcats are rolling. Yeah,
great time to be a Cincy fan, huh?
Oh yeah, all
pro college, everything's coming.
Don't
together.
Tell them they can't make the playoffs. Took care of business against ECU, got the win and the cover. Gonna show out one last time. Try to squeeze in the playoff. I think they roll against Houston. I mean, Houston's a solid team. Plus 320 money line dog for Houston. Total sitting at 54. I'm keeping it chalky. I'm riding the Bearcats here, Colby.
Give me the Cougs. Look, they have the sixth best defense in the country. One spot ahead of Alabama, by the way, and two spots ahead of Cincinnati. The cold weather could be concerning, but I just think Cincinnati. This is the best team they've played all year. But I mean, maybe Notre Dame would be the only other team you could say, but easily the best team in the AAC that they've faced. Clayton Toon's a pretty darn good quarterback too. I think that he can make them stress a little bit on that defensive side of the ball. So give me the Cougs to cover this.
Public dog, Sean. They got fleas. 80% of the money and tickets on Houston.
Too cute.
Here's my handicap. This team has one more chance to slam the door on a playoff appearance. Period. And they're gonna do it. And a big and emphatic win here is what they need. Obviously, the weather, these Houston kids will be fine. I'm sure it won't be horrible weather in Cincinnati. And the spread, Sean, 10.5, it tells you what you need to do. Lay the points. And by the way, if Joe Burrow really wanted to get the gang back together, Coach O is now unemployed.
Oh,
get
yeah.
him up to Cincy, have him head great. Up the, you know, I don't know what the hold that tiger.
Well, who are like those mysterious guys that are in charge of like making stuff disappear, like just team security? He'd be an awesome get back guy. You know, the get back guy on the sideline that tells everyone to get
have
back.
Him hold the have him be the special assistant to the head coach.
Oh, team chaplain. Coach O, are you kidding me? That would be awesome. Leading the team in prayer before they head out.
Yes.
Wake Forest, Pitt in Charlotte, North Carolina for the ACC championship. The Panthers laying 3 -150 on the money line. Wake plus 130, total sitting at 72. Can't lay points with Narduzzi, right? I'm a little scared of taking Wake here. I do like, there's a little backstory here. Wake's head coach, Dave Clawson, grew up a Pitt Panther fan. Nice little revenge spot for him here. I think Clawson knows how to beat that, press quarters defense. So I'm going Wake here. Little pick that up from my film study, Ryan. I'm going Wake here. Both these coaches know each other pretty well. So I'm going to take the coach getting the points plus 3. Colby, what are you doing?
This is the best ACC championship in a long time because normally you have like 11-1 Clemson taking on like 7-5 or 6-6 Virginia or Virginia Tech or something.
Yeah, I think last year it was like a 21-point spread.
Yeah, this is 2 10-win teams going at it. Always concerned about Wake Forest's defense, but I can't take Narduzzi, man. I get it. I'm shocked he won 10 games at Pitt. He should be rewarded, but I still just can't. I can't do it. They should be. They should have went 12-0. When you really look at the schedule, even if they lost to Miami at home, even if we say that, keep that as a loss. Their other loss was Western Michigan at home.
Yeah.
Look, Western Michigan is a subpar team. They're average at best in the MAC, and they would be in the playoff right now had they not lost that game. Only Narduzzi would have lost that game. Give me Wake Forest +3. I'm going with Dave Clawson.
Didn't he just sign an extension, Colby?
He might have. I didn't see that. If so,
I thought he signed something. Maybe I was wrong. But yeah, I mean, I think you can't lay the points with Narduzzi. This game is in Charlotte. Let's not forget that there will be some Wake fans there. And quick aside, but are the Steelers just gonna like? Is there a way for the Steelers to draft Kenny Pickett ahead of the end of the season so they can slot in their new quarterback as Big Ben needs to put out to pasture?
I mean, Kenny Pickett staying in Pittsburgh and
be great,
and that is something I worry about, that he just balls out, the you know, fifth year senior kind of goes out on his shield here. That's what I worry about.
Here's the stat.
Knowing the Steelers' history. You guys remember there was a highly touted Pittsburgh quarterback in 1983.
Dan Marino.
Yeah, and there the Steelers needed a quarterback, and they passed on him. Ugh. They passed on him, and they were haunted by bad quarterback play for like the next 30 years or 20 years, whatever it was.
Yeah, until Marino. Marino's overrated. Never won a Super Bowl.
Wake. You know, obviously one of the top pass offenses in the country, and Pitt one of the worst pass defenses. So maybe that's the matchup here. Fade Pitt.
Yeah, let's go. Big Ten Championship, Iowa, Michigan in Indianapolis, Indiana. Michigan coming off their massive win, laying 11 points. Iowa is a +350 dog, total sitting at 43.5. You know, someone, I forget, I want to give credit to him if I could remember, but someone tweeted out, Harbaugh was born to lose this Big Ten Championship game, because that. Wouldn't this be the most Harbaugh ending? They finally beat Ohio State. They have the Big Ten championship right in front of them. They're playing against an Iowa team, which they're clearly better than. They're laying 11 points. It just seems like, I don't know. This is just the perfect game for them to fuck it up. I love Iowa here. And I guess the number, the fact that it's 11 is probably telling you you should take Michigan, but as a gut handicapper, my stomach is telling me that Michigan is not going to show up here. Now, maybe they just roll and maybe they really put it on Iowa and try and make a case for the playoffs here. That certainly is a solid angle, but I'm going dog here in a big way. Give me Iowa.
The act of God it took for Iowa to be here took Nebraska blowing.
That's true.
It took Wisconsin losing to Minnesota.
Yes.
It took a lot. Iowa to get it. Iowa's horrible, right? Colby? We're laying the points with Harbaugh, right, Colby?
No. Oh. Iowa's defense is too good. And look, Michigan's offense, as much as it looked great last week, I still think like Ohio State's defense wasn't great this year. Iowa's is always great. And I think they have the players to keep this offense in check. Now Michigan could still win this game, but 11 points, guys, you look back at the history of this game. Last time they played, 2019, Michigan won 10-3. The 2016, Iowa won 14-13. 2013, 24-21, Iowa. You really, if you look at like the past 20 matchups, there's only a few that were decided by more than 11 points.
Iowa can ugly this game.
How many of those games were played in a dome, Colby?
That's true. But Michigan. Michigan's, if it was Ohio State, I would be 100% on board because of their team speed. Michigan's not like a super athletic team. I think Iowa will have the players to keep this thing. Now, do I worry about Iowa's offense? 100%.
Pass rush gets faster on turf, Colby.
I just think Iowa. Another thing, Kirk Ferentz, always one of the best special teams in the country, could play a huge factor in this game. 11's too much. It's too much. This is like, it's going to be like. First off, how many points do you think Michigan can really score on Iowa's defense? Do I need to cite what Iowa's defense has done? 6 points, 17 points, 7 points, 14 points, 14 points, 20 points, 24 points, 27. And that was the most they've given up all year is 27 points. And that was in Madison, Wisconsin. I don't think that's going to happen. I think this is going to be like Michigan's offense is going to have at most, I think, 21. I think this is like a 14-7 game, a 17-7 game, something like that. Give me Iowa in the points.
Sean, does 21-3 cover the spread?
No. Well, I guess if you're a Michigan backer, yeah.
Does 14-3 cover the spread?
It's a push, technically. It's a push. Okay. Yeah.
So 17-3 and I still win.
Yep.
21-7, that wins. Wow, so many ways to win the game when Iowa doesn't score any goddamn points. Give me Michigan going against one of my commandments.
Wow,
taking Harbaugh. I'm a it's a different time. We're just it's winning season, Sean.
All right, last game here. Colby squeezed on a bonus game. What is this game, Colby? USC versus Cal.
Well, Cal was this game was supposed to be played a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, that's but
because
right.
of this COVID situation, they're playing it this weekend, and yeah, I mean USC is in the news, you know, pretty heavily right now. So I think it's the only other college football game besides. I wanted to put the FCS playoffs, guys, but you guys hate a real playoff.
No,
and it bothers me. You know,
tune into the College Football Experience for the FCS college football breakdown. USC catching 4 points as they head to Berkeley, California. I mean, I don't know what's crazier, having Cal lay 4 points or betting on this USC team, which couldn't be more out in any sort of situation. Maybe they get up to like show off for the new coach. I'm trying to understand either team having any sort of motivation for this game.
Will Lane be there? Lincoln.
He should be there, right? I mean, I know he couldn't probably technically coach, but wouldn't you want to go to the game and watch your players?
Potentially go to Berkeley, drop some acid. You know what I mean?
Get some, get some sweet tight ass from the hate district.
I'm sure he didn't stick around. I mean, it seemed like people weren't happy. It was not like people in Oklahoma. I mean, who knows what would go down?
Yeah. I'm actually good. I'll go USC here, but I think you're crazy to bet on this, to be honest. Colby, what are you doing?
Yeah, I guess give me USC. I mean, Cal players. Because I mean, they had this COVID bullshit that they had nothing to do with them. They were not. It's just a kind of an ugly scene there in Berkeley. So I guess give me USC. They played tough against BYU, showed signs of life. So I think they're going to be fighting to give that coach a win. I'm struggling to remember his name right now, the interim coach. But give me USC.
It's his last game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, win one for the interim coach. They seem to, you know.
Aren't you excited that you got a real coach coming to town?
No, that's what I'm like. That to me is the angle. These Cal kids, like their season, they probably felt like their season was over before, and now it's like, are you gonna? And they're favored. This game doesn't make sense for a lot of reasons. So I'm taking the points. It's that simple. Kramer, what are you doing?
Yeah, same.
All right, dogs all around. Okay, time for the lock dog tease and bonus lock. Happy birthday. Brought to you by prizepicks.com. Head over to prizepicks.com, use that promo code SGP, get that 100% instant deposit match up to $100 DFS simplified. Kramer, lay it on me. Lock, what do you got?
I mean, Oklahoma. I told you when we got to the game, it was going to be Oklahoma. Let's go Georgia. I forgot. Alabama's going to get their ass beat.
What about your dog? What do you got?
SEC. Do they chant it? Do they chant it when they lose the SEC championship game too? two loss Alabama is out, right? 100%.
No. They dropped one spot when they lost one game. So.
They almost lost. They had 0 points against Auburn. That's pathetic. All right, dog. It's kind of, you know, I don't have a ton of dog activity on the board, but give me Wake. I'd like them to pull down their third ACC championship. Tease. Let's do Cincinnati because they're motivated. Georgia's not losing to Georgia's not losing to Alabama, and then Oregon up to 9. It's going to be a close game. If they lose, I think they win the game. And for the bonus lock, come on, Cincinnati, they slam the door on making the playoff. Let's go.
All right. A lot of stuff. Like Western Kentucky. You know what? haven't loaded up on our gals in a while. Give me San Diego State. That defense is for real. They have a chance to go 12-1. I feel like we haven't given them enough love on the show this year. Give me for my dog, Oregon. Love Oregon as a dog. I mean, you know, I love the three too, but Oregon money line, that feels really good for me. For my tease, interesting teaser week here on this slate. Going to put up Wake to 9 like that.
Animal.
Going to put, I'll put Georgia down to 0.5. Feels pretty good. And Iowa up to 7. No, that's actually a bad tease. I don't want to encourage bad teases for Colby. I'll go, you know what? I'm thinking, trying to look at, there's not a lot of other, you know what? I said you were crazy to bet it, but Cal's not beating USC by 10 points. So throw that in there for my bonus lock. Kind of like in App State, although I agree with Colby, the line is a little, don't quite trust it. Feels a little weird. I do like Cincinnati to roll up there against Houston. Yeah. You know what? Let's do, oh, well, that's Ryan's bonus lock. I don't know if I want to touch that. You know what? Fuck Harbaugh. Iowa plus 11. Let's go. All right, Colby, do it. Lock dog tease bonus lock.
Locking up the Oregon Ducks.
Ooh, getting
3 in the Death Star. Dog outright. Give me the Alabama Crimson Tide.
It's a money line.
Yes. Let's go. Tease. Well, let's bring Alabama up to 12.5. Let's bring Iowa up to 17. Let's do. Where's the third leg of this thing? Let's go USC up to 10.
Did you find that third leg, Colby?
I found that third leg.
That's why they call him tripod. He's got that third leg hanging around. All right. What's your bonus lock?
FCS playoffs, James Madison laying 11.5 against Southeast Louisiana. Look, JMU was disrespected. They should have had the 2 seed in the playoffs, but because they're jumping up to the FBS and the bullshit politics, they moved them to the 3rd spot.
Wow.
They're going to prove a point when they just demolish Cole Kelly and the Southeast Louisiana Lions. Give me the Dukes minus 11.5.
By the way, Dukes, third favorite right now, plus 550. To win the championship, North Dakota State plus 180, Sam Houston plus 200. Got a couple long shots for you, Colby. Tell me what you think. Road Rash face Missouri State 40-1. They're coming in with a.
They lost tip. Though. They just lost.
They're out.
Yeah, they're out. They what got the upset. Fuck?
All right. Scratch that. That
there ends our FCS playoff talk.
Montana State, are they still alive?
They're still alive.
All right.
They're
top defense in the land. And you can get them, Sean.
Yes.
25-1.
Oh my God.
Win the championship.
All right. Make sure you subscribe to the College Football Experience and College Basketball Experience. College basketball heating up. We'll be talking college hoops later on in the week. Of course, we got our DFS and fantasy football show, the NFL pick show coming up. If you haven't left a rating review over on Apple Podcasts, what are you doing? Every Monday, we're giving away free gear, AKA merch Monday. Make sure you download the SGPN app.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Go Huskies.
Kramer, let it ride.